This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for March was down 3.5 cents to 362.5. May was down to 372.5, down 3.25. And July corn was down to 381, down 3.5. Soybeans for March were down 11.5 cents to 889.75. May beans were at 902, down 11.75 cents, and July beans were down 12 cents to 915.75. Chicago wheat for March was down 13.75 cents to 440.5. May wheat was at 450, down 12.75 cents, and July wheat was down to 455.5, down 12.5 cents. Soybean meal for March was down $3.80 to 301.80. May bean meal was down $3.90 to 306.10, and July bean meal was down $3.80 to 309.90. Soybean oil for March was down 22 cents to 29.51. May bean oil was down 24 cents to 29.78, and July bean oil was at 30.11, down 25 cents. Now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Wednesday's cash grain reports.
This is Wednesday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain price is lower on Wednesday afternoon. Grains are drifting lower without any fresh fundamental news. In northern West Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 321 to 347. Soybean bids are down 12 cents at 815 to 848. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 335 to 352, while soybean bids are down 11 to 12 cents at 832 to 862. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents lower at 333 to 364, while soybean bids were down 10 to 12 cents at 844 to 877. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents lower at 857 to 872. Basis is steady at 45 under to 30 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 282.10 to 296.10 a ton, down $3.90 a ton, with basis unchanged at 2410 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 cents lower at 348 to 367, with basis steady at 25 under to 6 under the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevated quoted producing corn bids 3 cents lower at 349 to 357, with basis steady at 2400 to 16 under the May. Soybeans ended down 12 to 13 cents at 854 to 859, with basis unchanged to down 1 at 4900 to 43 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 13 cents lower at 426 to 447, with basis steady at 30 under to 9 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal has placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 376 to 377. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7 to 14 cents. Quotations at 888 to 889. Soft wheat closed down 13 cents at 465 to 479. Milo ended the day 3 cents lower at 413 to 414. Contract bids reducers for October-November delivery. Corn in the northern part of the state at 341 to 364. Soybeans at 851 to 882. And in the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 349 to 366. Soybeans at 872 to $9. In the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 337 to 370. Soybeans at 864 to 897. And June-July wheat at 426 to 455. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers for this Thursday morning from yesterday's close. April live cattle were up 7 cents to 128.90. June live cattle were at 119.62, down 22 cents. And August live cattle were down 15 cents to 115.60. Feeders for March were down 22 cents to 140.65. April feeders were down to 143.65, down 75 cents. And May feeders were down 90 cents to 145.42. Lean hogs for April were down 82 cents to 57.07 a head. May lean hogs were at $66 a head, down 40 cents. And June lean hogs were down 55 cents to 75.75. And at this time, we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents higher. In a range of $41.50 to $46 with a weighted average carcass price of $44.89. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow prices were steady with good demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 30 to 38, 4 to 5 weight at 35 to 41, 5 to 6 weight at 38 to 45, and over 600 pounds, $43 to $50. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and guts country buying points were steady, with light demand for moderate offerings ranging from $24 to $31. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled 20,390. In the direct cattle trade, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers on a dress basis traded at 204 to 205, choice heifers on live basis traded at 129 to 129.50, and on a dress basis traded at 205. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $244.93, which is 89 cents higher, while select carcasses were $218.37, which is 58 cents higher. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established, with 303 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $63.06, which is 47 cents higher. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 114,000, compared to 119,000 last week and 115,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 477,000, compared to 476,000 last week and 451,000 one year ago. A recap of the Greenville livestock auction for today had receipts of 528. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and slaughter heifers sold a dollar to two higher. Slaughter Holsteins sold a dollar higher. Slaughter steers choice at 126 to 132. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 85 to $92. And slaughter heifers choice at 125 to 131. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
With the current state of the U.S. dairy business, many individuals and families are overwhelmed with what the future may hold. In this report from Holstein Association USA, we hear one perspective on how young people can still remain optimistic about the future and what it will take to be successful. Miles Ramsey has the story.
Ups and downs are not foreign to the dairy industry. For generations, farmers have struggled to find balance during uncertain markets and fluctuating milk prices. Typically, this comes in three-year cycles, says industry expert Gary Sapursky of Vita Plus. Today, dairy producers are enduring a 4- and 5-year cycle, and many are faced with tough decisions about the future.
Well, right now, we are seeing a lot of consolidation in the dairy industry. Now, sadly, we see farms every day that give up their license to produce milk. We'll probably see less farms in the future. We're probably going to go through 19, maybe the first part of 20, with maybe a $16 milk price.
Sooner or later, this cycle will break, Sapursky says, and there will be opportunities for those committed to doing an excellent job raising dairy cows and managing the farm. In order for young people to be successful, he explains what he calls the four-legged milk stool.
Number one is you got to enjoy cows. It isn't just machinery on a farm. You really got to enjoy the cattle. Secondly, you got to know how to buy and grow high-quality feed or crops on the farm. Thirdly, you need to understand the financials, balance sheets, cash flows. And then you need to know how to work with family members and hired labor.
Before all else, Sapursky says farmers have to set their priorities. And investing in quality dairy cows should be at the top of that list.
The first thing that young people need to do is invest in the milk cows. Cows is what generates the gross income. It takes about a year and a half to 2 years to pay a cow pay for herself when she freshens. Well, we got to keep that cull rate low so that they're around for 3, 4, and 5 years, because that's where they make money.
Success lies in the daily details, and that extends beyond cow care and day-to-day operations into business planning and financial management.
They need to have a balance sheet. They need to understand assets and liabilities. They need to know what a cash flow is. They need to know how a projection. And then they need to have a business plan. it doesn't have to be lengthy, but it needs to be detailed of just really what they want to do and what they want to focus on.
Farmers who take an interest in high-performing cows and genetics, like U.S. registered Holsteins, will be able to add value now and into the future, Sikorsky says.
Registered animals are always going to hold their value because they are the seed stock of the dairy industry, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And those that maintain those records and retain the production records and the history of where those animals came from will actually show an increased value in the future.
For Holstein Association USA, I'm Miles Ramsey.
Thank you to our friends at Holstein Association USA for providing that report. To learn more about the organization, you can do so at HolsteinUSA.com. New government data released yesterday showed that U.S. ethanol exports achieved a new record in 2018 as an astonishing 1.7 billion gallons of ethanol were shipped to more than 80 countries around the world. The 2018 export total beat the previous export record set in 2017 by 25%, and the data shows that nearly 11% of total U.S. ethanol production was exported last year. Brazil was the leading destination for U.S. ethanol exports, receiving 513.2 million gallons, or 30% of the total. Canada was the second leading market with 349.6 million gallons, followed by India at 156.8 million gallons. Together, the three countries accounted for 60% of the total export. The European Union, South Korea, and the Philippines were other top markets in 2018. Export volumes to 9 of the top 10 destinations saw increases over 2017 volumes, with Brazil, the Netherlands, South Korea, United Arab Emirates, and Colombia showing the largest gains. The value of U.S. ethanol exports was $2.7 billion in 2018, which is up 14% from 2017's value and the highest on record. U.S. ethanol imports remained scarce in 2018, however, with just 78 million gallons entering the country. Nearly all of the imported product entered through California ports and was used to meet the state's low-carbon fuel standard requirements. In other news about ethanol, the Environmental Protection Agency this week sent a draft rule to allow year-round sales of E15 to the White House Office of Management and Budget for review. This is the next step in the regulatory process and meeting expectations that the rulemaking can be completed when the summer driving season begins June 1st. In a statement, the National Corn Growers Association President Lynn Crisp says the association is pleased to see the process moving forward, adding a timely rule is important for the summer driving season, but it is also important that the rule is done right. Crisp says the NCGA will provide OMB with input to help ensure a strong, clear rule for E15. Following the review and interagency approval, EPA will issue a proposed rule for public comment. There was confusion last week on whether the rule can be completed on time. At the Commodity Classic, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters the EPA has found a way to make it work, adding he would encourage EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler to signal out to the industry that it will be done. In other news, it is a foregone conclusion that spring planting will be delayed this year, not just in Illinois, but many parts of the country. That's what DTN Chief Meteorologist Bryce Anderson is hearing from farmers.
And what strikes me is the extent, and I have said this before, and I'll say it probably all season, the extent of the area that this is a concern is especially noteworthy to me. I talked with a grower in Orlando last week who is from western Kansas, and I talked with a grower from Pennsylvania, obviously with several producers from Illinois, and in North Dakota, back in middle of February, and I've traded notes with a grower in the Delta in northeastern Arkansas. Everybody is concerned about the same thing. Now, you think about the extent of coverage. We're talking about basically the entire U.S. grain growing area that I just outlined with those examples of people who I've traded conversation with. That's the extent of this wet soil, late field work scenario that we've got. It's remarkable.
Anderson had those conversations with farmers from across the country at last week's Commodity Classic in Orlando. Moving on to local events around the area, HSHS St. Francis Hospital and the Agriculture Committee are inviting everyone to attend a farm family event on Wednesday, March the 20th, at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. The event will begin at 7 a.m. with complimentary health screenings and breakfast to follow at 7:45. Following breakfast, David Pritchard of Kerber Eckenbreckel will address estate planning for farmers, and Matt Roberts with the Kernmantle Group will offer a review of current trade negotiations, the Farm Bill, grain and livestock supply and demand, and what it all means for farmers as they make decisions. Pre-registration is required for this event, and you can do so by calling Megan Bertolino at 324-8206 by next Wednesday, March 13th. This event is free of charge, and breakfast is provided by the Litchfield Family Practice Center. The U of I Extension Master Gardeners of Montgomery County will be hosting the second annual All Gardeners Day program on Saturday, March the 16th. This event will be held at the Holy Family Catholic Church Parish Center in Litchfield. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. on that Saturday, and the event will run from 8:30 until noon. Cost for the day is $15, which includes two classes and the keynote speaker. Please pre-register by Friday, March 15th, by going to the website go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be hosting the Farmers Share Soup Luncheon on Tuesday, March 19th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Lunch will consist of your choice of chili or potato soup with a dessert and drink. Cost is only 60 cents per meal, and that comes from the statistic that a farmer would only receive 60 cents from the ingredients used to make one bowl of chili. And the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders has teamed up with Victory Lane Ford and Walmart in Litchfield for the Fill a Ford Food Drive that will be held on Saturday, March 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Litchfield Walmart. Donations will go to local food banks. And if you have any ag news you'd like to have aired here on the morning or afternoon farm show, you can email me at Gabe, G-A-B-E, at WSMIRadio.com. For this Thursday morning, March the 7th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.